So this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 17, Text Number 13. And there's a lot of prose, so we're going to read the English again. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with flowers and fruits according to the season. And there are beautifully decorated hermitages as well, between the great mountains demarcating the borders of those lands lie enormous lakes of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, ducks, water chickens, and cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers, and the charming sound of bumblebees fills the air. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among demigods. Always attended by their respective servants, they enjoy life in gardens alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husbands and look upon them with lusty desires. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the eight heavenly varshas enjoy, attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Purport. Here is a description of the lower heavenly planets. There's higher heavenly planets, and there's lower heavenly planets, and then hellish planets. The inhabitants of these planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, various kinds of birds and hummingbees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives, who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as will be explained in subsequent verses. The inhabitants of this earth also desire such heavenly enjoyment, but when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasures like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their positions as eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. Om Gyanate Varandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukram Krota Vachalang Bangun Longhaya Te Gurim Yet Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Bancha Kalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that life in the heavenly planets is very opulent, very pleasing. But there's a problem. The problem is it's temporary. Although it's so nice, it's temporary. And it's illusory. It's illusory. It's still Maya Sukhaya. Even though it's in the heavenly planets, it's still Maya Sukhaya. It's illusory happiness. So real happiness is this connection with Krishna. The soul's connection with Krishna. This is the happiness of the soul. And therefore it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pravishta Karna Rundrena Svanam Bhavasuru Dunoti Sailam Krishna Sailasya Yatasharat, that the literary incarnation of Krishna, the Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of the self-realized devotee And there it sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship with Krishna and cleanses it of all lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. And thus it acts like autumnal rain upon muddy pools of water. Just like imagine out here in the driveway, there's some little hole in the driveway, and there's some dirt in the hole. And it's dry weather, but then the rain comes, and it becomes muddy. The dirt becomes muddy, right? That's what happens. But then, when a lot of rain comes, then it clears out all the mud. And you just have transparent, distilled water in the hole. So now we have this dirt in the heart. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahanda bhagni nirvabhanam. We're cleansing the dirt. So by this hearing and chanting, the heart gets cleansed, just like that pool, the little small pool out there gets cleansed by this constant rain coming. Eventually all the dirt, all the mud, it all gets cleansed out. So by this constant hearing and chanting, then the dirt and the mud, it all gets cleansed out. We become clean. And when we're completely clean, then we're happy. Up till then, there'll be happiness, there'll be distress. But this is the power of hearing. I was just reading one purport. Prabhupada said, by hearing the glories of Krishna, one is directly associating with Krishna. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we directly associate with Krishna. And by this direct association with Krishna, we become purified of all contamination. This is the power of hearing about Krishna. So therefore it's highly recommended that we hear a lot. And this is one of the, of course, one of the main processes of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam. Archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. To hear. Who was the best at hearing? Parikshit Maharaj. 7 days. He was sitting and hearing, not only him, but all the sages. There were so many sages. They were also just hearing. You know, just hearing with rapt attention. And Prabhupada says in another purport, if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam with rapt attention, one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavatam. But to hear with rapt attention, one has to be pure in mind. But to be pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. To be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But if one is able to hear like this, then one can see Krishna on every page of the Bhagavatam. So this hearing is very, very important. It's just by this hearing, we're renovating the heart. Now there's so much garbage in the heart. So many material desires in the heart. So we're renovating. In America, when they renovate a building, they call it gutting the building. Gutting means you just take it all out. Just take all the guts out. Take all the old stuff out, and then they put the new stuff in. So we're trying to take all the garbage out. Out of the heart. Just get rid of it. And put Krishna in there. But there's a lot of garbage sometimes. So we've got to do a lot of cleaning. And while we're cleaning, we want to replace that with Krishna. Put Krishna in there. So this is the goal. So we have to hear with great attention. Just like imagine if there's a fire in a building. Third story. And there's people shouting out the window for help. Then the fire truck comes. And the firemen come out and they have these, we call them bull horns. What do you call those here? You got the horns and they're shouting up there. We call them bull horns. So the firemen are shouting up at the people, you know, in danger. Now can you imagine how attentive they're going to be? It's a matter of life and death. If they hear properly, then they, you know, their life can be saved. So they're like elephant ears, you know, just very attentively hearing what these firemen are having to say to save their life. So we should hear like that, very attentively, because it's a matter of our spiritual life. If we hear very attentively, we can become completely purified and overcome this whole samsara cycle of birth and death. But if we hear inattentively, it's like we hear our rounds inattentively. We also sometimes read Srimad Bhagavatam inattentively. I've had the experience. I read a whole page and didn't remember a single word. And go back, read it again. Just like our japa, if you're chanting japa and you find yourself inattentive, back up, go back, you know, start it again, one or two beads, just to get back on track. So you're reading inattentively, go back, read it again, let's try it again. We have to hear very attentively. These sages, Pariksit Maharaj and the sages, they were so 7 days, no food, no water, nothing, just hearing. Huh? Yeah, no sleep. But in Kali Yuga, you know, as soon as you say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, people start going to sleep. Yeah. That's the key. To start going to sleep. Yeah. But then as soon as you say Sarida Vijaya, everybody wakes up. Yeah. So we should hear very, very attentively. And this, the ear is the only sense that is functioning even when we're sleeping. Interesting, huh? There's one instance in San Diego of one congregational member, very wealthy man, big house. He woke up to an alarm. His alarm was Prabhupada playing bhajan. But he's thinking, why is the alarm going? I didn't set the alarm. He didn't set the alarm the night before. But then he woke up to turn it off, and there's a fire in his house. Big fire. So he got his, you know, whatever he could, you know, out of the house and ran out. Prabhupada saved his life, mystically. He didn't set the alarm. But Prabhupada went off anyway. Saved his life. He was sleeping. But the sense of hearing was still functioning. And therefore, he was saved. So this is the only sense that works 24 hours. Of course, some people are sound sleepers, so it doesn't work. You're sleeping, it doesn't matter. Some devotees have told me that I could be sleeping on a railroad track and a train goes by and I won't wake up. Some people are very sound sleepers. But for most people, It's working. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, chanting. Who was the best at chanting? Shukadeva Goswami. He was... So they were all listening, and he was speaking for 7 days. The glories of Krishna. And nobody got tired. You know, this is the nature of transcendental. When you're really absorbed in the transcendental sound vibration, then you could transcend this whole bodily existence. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. So, Shravanam Kirtanam, chanting, is so important. Therefore, it's stated, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva Nasteva, Gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, the only way to achieve perfection is by this chanting. By chanting, chanting, chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, there's this hearing and chanting. We have to hear very attentively. We have to chant also nicely. Sometimes devotees are chanting japa and the pronunciation is not proper. It's not good. Snick, snick, ram, ram. You know, or devotee was chanting bhajan or kirtan in one temple. And he was saying, Hari Ramo, Hari Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hari Hari. It's a big problem we have in ISKCON. So Prabhupada called the devotee over and he said, Who's Ramo? Why are you chanting Ramo? So the devotee was like, oh, sorry. So then he started chanting Rama. It's a big problem. A lot of devotees are chanting Ramo. It's not. There's no Ramo. Rama. So we have to chant properly. And our, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he would chant japa, he would have the mantra in front of him and he would read it. So I heard that, so that's also how I chant my japa. I have a mantra, a big mantra like this. So I read it. You know the saying that out of sight, out of mind? You've heard that saying? They have that here also. So in sight, in mind. Right? It's good. It really helps, actually, to chant attentively. In many temples, they have the Hare Krishna mantra on the wall. So devotees are reading it just to help us to be more attentive. Kali Yuga, it's so difficult to be attentive, to hear attentively. Our attention span is very short. And therefore, we all had the experience of watching TV. You know, the advertisements would be like, 5 seconds, because the attention span is just so, So, but in devotional life, we have to be very attentive. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Who was the best? That's Smaranam. Remembering. Prahlad Maharaj. So many dangerous situations he was in. And Hiranyakasipu was trying to kill him in so many ways, but he just completely absorbed in Krishna. Smartavya saratang Vishnur Vishmartavya na jatuchit. That there's so many instructions in the Vedas, so many Vedic literature, so many instructions, but there's two that are most important. Always remember, don't forget Krishna. This is the goal. to always remember Krishna. And we have this nice mantra, many nice mantras. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said there's a mantra that's more powerful than the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What's that? Panchatattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. So a devotee asked Prabhupada, if the Panchatattva mantra is more powerful than Hare Krishna mantra, why aren't we chanting the Panchatattva mantra instead of the Hare Krishna mantra on our beads? And Prabhupada said, because Lord Chaitanya told us to chant Hare Krishna. So that's why we chant Hare Krishna. Of course, yeah, the advantage of chanting the Panchatattva mantra, Srila Prabhupada said, is that Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't take offense. And therefore, before we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we chant the Panchatattva mantra to be free of offenses that we may commit, which we undoubtedly will because of our Kali Yuga minds. So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. So we're trying to remember Krishna. That's why we're doing everything that we're doing. We're trying to remember Krishna. There was one devotee. He tried to forget Krishna. He joined our movement, and at one point he just didn't want to be a devotee anymore. Sometimes it happens. So he tried to forget Krishna. He tried so hard to forget Krishna, but he couldn't forget Krishna. He would go to a bar to drink, and he would look down on the table, and Krishna would be carved on the table. And then he would go watch TV, and then there'd be some story about the Hare Krishnas. So many things, right? Just like, wherever I go, there's Krishna. He couldn't stop thinking of Krishna. He would try to forget Krishna. But Krishna would be there. He would remember. You know, so many things would happen in the day, and he would remember the philosophy. He would remember Krishna. He couldn't forget Krishna. So finally he just decided, all right, I'm going to have to go back to Krishna. I can't stop thinking of Krishna. And when he went back to the devotees, he said, well, you guys did a good job. I can't forget Krishna. It's a nice thing. So this is the goal, to remember Krishna. And then what happens? Yang yam vabhi smaram bhava pijantiti kalevram. That whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he'll attain. If we remember Krishna at the time of death, then we go back to Krishna. Yeah. So we should pray for this attachment to hear the holy name, to chant the holy name, to remember Krishna. There was one devotee, he was so attached to chanting Hare Krishna. He was addicted. So he wanted to go into the latrine. You know latrine? Latrine means outhouse, bathroom. So he didn't want to chant in the latrine, or the outhouse, so he was holding his tongue so he wouldn't chant. And one boy came up, you know, 5-year-old boy, and said, Baba, why are you holding your tongue? He said, I want to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to offend the holy name, chant the holy name in the bathroom. So that's why I'm holding my tongue. I'm going to go, do some bodily thing. And the boy said, no, it's okay. Lord Chaitanya, he said, there's no hard and fast rule. You can chant in the bathroom, it's okay. And he said, oh, okay. And Lord Chaitanya was nearby. And he came up to this boy and he said, what is your name? And the boy said, my name is Gopal. So Lord Chaitanya said, now your name is Gopalacharya. Lord Chaitanya was so impressed with his faith, this little boy, 5-year-old boy. And he became a big acharya in Lord Chaitanya's movement, Gopalacharya. So somehow we have to develop this attachment for chanting and for hearing, remembering Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, and worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord. Who was that? Lakshmi Devi. Archanam. Archanam means worshipping the Lord. Who was the best at worshipping the Lord? Prithu Maharaj, yes. Vandanam, offering prayers. Somebody else, who? Akrura, which is completely amazing, because I don't think there's anybody on the planet at that time that offended the gopis more than Akrura, because he came to Vrindavan and took Krishna away from Vrindavan. And they even said, why is your name, why did they call you Akrura? They should have called you Krura. Krura means cruel. Yeah. Akrura means not cruel. Who gave you that name? What kind of a name? You should be called Krura. No one disturbed the gopis more than Akrura. But he chanted these beautiful prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he was leaving Vrindavan, he went to go bathe in the river. And he went into the river, he saw that that Krishna and Balaram were there. And he thought, I left them out there. He went, then he went to the chariot, and they're there also. Then he went back and bathed, and they were there. And then they manifested some of their opulence. So then he offered beautiful prayers to the Lord. Beautiful. So many wonderful prayers in the Bhagavatam. This is amazing. Queen Kunti's prayers. So beautiful. So many amazing prayers. Who else? Queen Kunti, Akura, who else? The prayers that personified Vedas. Amazing. So many. Who else? What other prayers are there? Huh? Who? Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, yeah. Amazing. Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. Amazing. You know, you go on and on and on. Who else? Demigods in sixth canto. Yeah. So we can do, if we kept going, we can just go on and on and on. Yeah. So many wonderful, beautiful prayers. Huh? Lord Shiva, yeah. So many wonderful prayers glorifying the qualities of Krishna, qualities and nature of Krishna. Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam. Who was the best at serving the Lord? Who? Hanuman. Hanuman. He was so attached to Sita and Ram. he was ready to give his life for Ram and Sita. Yeah. And although he had such a good service attitude, he could be very angry. He was so angry that he destroyed the whole city of Lanka. Yeah. Which is interesting, because generally, very good servants, they don't become angry. But he became so angry, so upset. But he was still humble, because he was following the order. Humility doesn't just being, you know, just putting your hands together and being very gentle and soft. No, it means no material desire. Humility means no material desire. Just the desire of the Lord. So he had this desire of the Lord to bring Sita back. And he found out who the culprit was. Ravana. So he wanted to leave a message with Ravana that we're going to get Sita. And of course, he was successful. Dasyam Atma Nivedanam. No, who is it? He becomes, who's the Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satyam? No. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parathya Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam. Sakyam, who is the best friend? Arjuna. And who surrendered everything? Bali Maharaj. Yeah. So these are all the devotees that were so expert at different types of service. And who was the devotee that was expert at all of them? Ambarish Maharaj. Amazing. He wasn't even a sannyasi. A householder. But a big renunciant. Who was the big renunciant that came to visit Ambarish? Durvasa Muni. Big, big yogi. And he was... He came to visit, and he went with his disciples to bathe, and going to come back and take prasadam. But Ambarish had to break his fast. He was doing a certain yajna. He had to break the fast, and the exact time to break it was while Durvasa was gone. But you know, he had to break it; otherwise, he wouldn't get the merit for the sacrifice, for the austerity. So he asked the Brahmanas, what should I do? They didn't know what to do. See, there's devotees and there's Brahmanas. So he's a Kshatriya also. So the Kshatriya, the Rajarsis, they would always, if they didn't know what to do, they would inquire from the Brahmanas. But they didn't know what to do. But because Ambarish was a Rajarsi, he was a saintly king, he knew what to do. You take water, it's like not breaking the fast and breaking the fast. So he took a little water. But Durvasa, when he got back, he had this mystic ability. He could understand that Ambarish had taken water, and he considered that breaking the fast. So he was a little intolerant. So he took a bunch of his hair, pulled it out of his head, which is pretty intense in itself, threw it on the ground, and this big demon came out. And all the Brahmanas just scattered, scared to death. But Ambarish didn't flinch. No problem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Not even a slight bit of fear entered into his heart. Amazing, huh? That's Ambarish Maharaj. And because he was such a great devotee, immediately Sudarshan Chakra came and killed this demon. And then it went after Durvasa. He's chasing Durvasa Muni. For how long? For a year. going all over the universe. He went to Lord Brahma, he went to Lord Shiva, trying to get some protection. Couldn't get it. And I think it was Lord Brahma said, you'll have to go to Vishnu. He was able to enter into Vaikuntha Loka. Now one may ask, well, how's that? He just harassed a devotee, big time, tried to kill a devotee. Now he's entering into Vaikuntha? How was that? Well, he's an expansion of Lord Shiva. So he wasn't an ordinary. This is a pastime. And then he went to Lord Vishnu and said, please, Lord Vishnu, please help me. Your Sudarshan Chakra is chasing me. I have offended your great devotee. Please help me. He said, the only thing you can do is you have to go back to Ambarish Maharaj and beg for forgiveness. And then he said, Sadhavo Hridayam Mayam, Sadhavo Hridayam Tvaham. The devotees are within my heart, and I am within the hearts of the devotees. The devotees don't know anyone but me, and I don't know anyone but my devotees. You've offended my devotee. The only hope, you have to go back and beg for forgiveness. So immediately he went back. Sudarshan Chakra is still on him. So then he went back, Dandavats, to Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, such an amazing devotee, he's still fasting. Because his guest had come, and he didn't want to offend his guests. And I guess he knew he would come back. He's also Trikalagya, he knows past, present, and future. So he knew. So he didn't eat yet. All he did was take that little water, and now he's waiting. And then he's, Dravasa Muni comes back, pays dandavats. Of course, Ambarish Maharaj, he pays dandavats, and they make up, friends, take prasadam, haribo. Amazing, huh? The qualities of devotees. Just amazing. So we're so fortunate to be in the association of devotees. Any questions or comments? He wasn't chanting Hare Krishna. He was just chanting Hare Rama. Ram, Hare Ram. Yeah, it's not Hare Ram. Also, it's Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Okay, you're gonna have to speak loudly. I haven't heard anything you've said so far. It doesn't. Well, the chanting of the Panchatattva doesn't remove your offenses, but you can't. There is no offense in the chanting. For instance, if you're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra inattentively, Krishna takes offense. Lord Chaitanya doesn't. But it's not that it removes offenses. If we have this sinful mentality, sinful desires, offensive mentality. Of course, the more we chant, eventually we will become free. But as long as we're maintaining, this is one of the main offenses, as long as we're maintaining material desires, then if we want to have these material desires, they're going to be there if we want them. But if we continually, if we keep chanting Panchatattva mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, eventually we'll get purified of our material attachments. and will be free of offensive mentality. Would you like to say something? Where does it take effect? When we surrender. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. But if we don't surrender, then he's not, you know, you're not going to get the mercy. You know, he's given an opportunity for us to surrender to him. But if we're stubborn, we don't want to surrender. You could chant the Panchatantra mantra for millions of lifetimes. We have to surrender. And that's where the hearing comes in place. You know, we have to hear the philosophy, we have to chant the holy name. When we hear, we understand why we have to surrender. But if we don't hear, then we don't understand why. Yes. How to define surrender? Whoa, that's a whole other many classes. But shortly, anukuyasya sankapa pratikuyasya vajanam rakshishititi visvasu guptu te saranam yata. This is the surrender. To accept things favorable for devotional service, reject things unfavorable for devotional service, accept Krishna as our only protection, as our maintainer, humility, being humble, and full surrender. Anukha yasya sankapa pratiko yasya vajan rakshishi titi visha gopta te saranamita atmanik sepa karpane sadvita saranagati. So this is the...
So surrender is internal, not external.
Yes, it's an internal... Just like they have so many internal cleansing programs now for cleansing the body. So this is the ultimate internal cleansing program. We're cleansing the soul. The ultimate internal cleansing process. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.